Today is March 23rd, 2023. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the New Testament chronologically, praying with you, and drawing closer to Jesus each school day. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy and marvelous God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. Lord, you are awesome. You're the beginning and the end, our companion, and the Lord who is our deliverer. You're enthroned above us in the heavens. You are forever and ever the fountain of life. O Lord, you're the good shepherd and the hope of education. You are the image of the invisible God, and you are joy. You're the keeper of our souls, and you are liberty in the blood of Jesus. You're our mediator, and you have new mercies each day. You're the opener of our hearts and the purchaser of our blood through Jesus. You're priceless. You quiet us with your love. You're our redeemer and the stability of our times, the one true God, trustworthy in all your ways, unstoppable in your goodness. You are the victorious warrior, and you are the God who was and is to come, extraordinary, and you are Yahweh, the God of Zion. Precious God and marvelous King, we are in awe that you give us an opportunity to come before you each day. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who are doing the hard work of being an ambassador for you. Let them be a blessing upon our schools, Lord. Give them the wisdom and strength to proclaim Jesus, but without words. For Lord, it's like being an ambassador in a foreign land. You can't speak directly of our love for you and what you have done for us, but we definitely can display the fruit of the Spirit through the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, let there be love and joy and peace on our campuses today. Let there be goodness and kindness and gentleness among each other and for each other. Let there be patience and self-control and faithfulness throughout our schools, with your people, loving others as you would love us to do. Lord, help us, because it is not something that comes naturally in the spinning of the school day. It's a very busy time, Lord, and never a dull moment. But Lord, help us to have our hearts on you and make this day count, for this is the day that you have made. Let us be glad, Lord, and rejoice in it. I ask a special blessing upon all those who are listening today, that they know that they are placed in their position by you, Lord, and that they are blessed beyond measure, that their cup runneth over. I praise you, Lord, for each and every one of my brothers and sisters who love you and are dependent upon you. We praise you for this day. In the mighty, miraculous, and marvelous name of our King Jesus, amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We finished the book of Colossians yesterday, and today we are going to read a one-chapter book called Philemon. Let's go! The Word of God, the book of Philemon. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though, I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required. Yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever. No longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me. But how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord? So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers, I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you. And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. The Word of God, the Book of Philemon. Oh, friends, what a gift to read the Word of God with you. Let's praise God in prayer. To God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you, Lord, with great love, comfort, and joy because our brothers and sisters in the public schools look to you for wisdom, knowledge, grace, and mercy. Help each educator to be effective and appealing for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. For any who are prideful or show partiality, refresh our hearts in Christ. For any who are weak or fearful, refresh our hearts in Christ. We appeal to you for eyes to see each other as bondservants for Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters who yearn for our students and colleagues to know you fully, help us to have no debt to others but the debt of love. Oh, we thank you for this day in school and look forward to the appointments of love that you will set before us. We pray in the excellent name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, friends, thank you so much for the honor and privilege to read the Word of God with you each school day. May the Lord bless you for your faithfulness to His Word. We're going to pray again today, my friends. I know you know this, but I love to remind you. At 1:16 p.m., that unbelievably inconvenient time was chosen because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today we are going to be praying for the needs of those students who are also parents themselves. Man, that's a hard position to be in, but praise God that they're having the baby. And so, friends, let us lift them up today as we pray. Don't bow your head. Don't close your eyes. Just pray in your heart for these young moms. And if you forget the prompt for some reason, just pray. So many often we'll pray for the very first person that they see after the alarm goes off. And that's kind of a cool pattern. You eventually would hit many of your students, that's for sure. Or for those of you that are in a meeting or something that it's very inconvenient, just pause for a moment. We can all do that. This connects you with your brothers and sisters across the nation, reminding you that you are not alone. There are hundreds of us, and someday thousands. Help us to get the word out that we pray each school day at 1:16 p.m. I look forward to joining you in prayer today at 1:16. And now, my friends, I love to bless you with our blessing for today from Proverbs 3, verses 3 to 8. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you, my friends. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.